And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is first impressions and second chances. My first guest is the popular QVC personality who's turned his attention to writing about second chances in his latest book, Can I Get a Do-Over? Unforgettable Stories of Second Chances and Life Makeovers. My next guest understands how important a first impression is when it comes to product marketing. He's the CEO of a marketing firm in New York who believes that most marketing sucks. We'll discuss this year's Super Bowl ads and his book, Your Marketing Sucks. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, if you want to talk to Mark Stevens, you can call us at 639-0008. Mark Stevens is the best-selling author of, get this, 26 books. He's the CEO of MSCO, a management and marketing firm, and he's a popular media commentator as well. Mark is known for delivering his business insights with blunt truth and unconventional wisdom. Mark shook the marketing establishment with his Business Week bestseller titled Your Marketing Sucks. He lends his insights and opinions to as a media commentator to the BBC, Bloomberg Television, CNBC, CNN. He tells me he was just on Fox earlier this morning. In print, he's been with the Associated Press, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, and the list just goes on and on and on. Mark has a very successful blog titled Unconventional Thinking. It is in the top 1% of all published blogs, and believe me, there's a lot of them. There are 95 million blogs out there, so being the top 1% is quite an accomplishment. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Well, good. Thank you so much for being our guest this day after the Super Bowl, and it's just amazing to me to watch the ads. My wife and I don't particularly like football, but we always tune in to the Super Bowl to see the ads, and this year it was staggering. It cost $6 million for a 30-second ad on the Super Bowl, and this particular Super Bowl had some of the highest viewerships of recent Super Bowl games in the past few years, so that means that each ad was seen by millions and millions of people. It looked to me like cars, beer and Pepsi, with both their drinks and their chips, were commonly the dominant players, the dominant advertisers there. But you believe, in general, that Super Bowl advertising is a waste of money, and furthermore, it makes fools out of the advertisers. How so?
Well, first of all, it was $3 million this year, so which is $100,000 a second, just to put it in perspective. In fact, with $3 million, a company can hire 50,000 a year people and put them to work for a year. In that 30 seconds, you can hire 50,000 a year people and put them to work for a year. So just to put it in perspective, because we get used to these numbers, you know, 3 million, 50 million, 12 trillion, you know, we have to see the size of the number. Now, I run a marketing firm, so I believe in advertising in the appropriate place, but it has to be advertising that generates return on investment. If somebody's spending $3 million, or one of your listeners is a company and they're spending $3,000, they need to get back to $3,500 or $9,000 from the $3,000. They're spending $3 million, you need to get back $15 million. You know, that's the way advertising works. You don't do it to lose money. And some of these ads last night, I mean, they were just a joke because they're not designed really to generate ROI or revenue for the companies, because the agencies that produce them are just out to get awards for some of the coolest, craziest commercials. And, like, my least favorite, I'll tell you my least and my best favorite.
Okay.
But the really only way to tell is, you know, how much did it increase sales or not. But subjectively, the worst, uber worst ad that I've ever seen on the Super Bowl was for Doritos last night. And if you watch all the Doritos ads, what they never show, three Doritos ads, one where they show that dogs like Doritos, one that men like to suck other men's fingers, and one that men like to smell other men's pants. So if that makes you want to have a Dorito, something's probably deranged with you, but I can't see it actually popping Dorito sales this week.
All right. Well, it's interesting that you should pick on Doritos as the worst ad, because the pug that was in that one commercial is Oco Nono, and that is the dog right here from Ventura County. And that ad tied for first in the USA Today's annual ad meter that ranks the most popular Super Bowl ads. So I find that interesting. And you yet view that as
First of all, the one with the dog was the pug was the least offensive one. The guy's sucking another guy's finger and the guy's smelling another guy's pants. Give me a break. Are you kidding? And first of all, these polls, like I say, we can have fun with all of them. This is all subject to territory. The real issue with advertising, and for your listeners who have businesses and are putting their own money into their advertising, which is we represent a lot of those at my company, MSCO, you know, you have to be able to generate return on investment. It has to build your business. It can't win a cool award. So I think that that's the critical thing that people miss when they do these polls about Super Bowl ads.
Well, absolutely true. We're talking to Mark Stevens, everybody. His book is Your Marketing Sucks, and he's very straightforward with his advice and his counsel. People that are in small businesses, like many of the listeners listening to the sound of our voice right now, they understand that advertising has to produce some return on investment. It's the large companies that believe that, you know, image advertising is important, and they have a disconnect between the money that they spend on advertising and the return on investment.
Not their
money. How so?
You know, with your listeners who have their own businesses, it's going into their personal bank accounts and writing out checks for advertising the way I do for my company. It's my money. When you talk about a big corporation, it's corporate treasury dollars that somebody forks over to an agency. It's no one's money. The shareholder, it's the shareholder's money, but they don't treat it that way. So there's a huge difference in all of marketing. We see this all the time because here at my company, we serve the corporate giants, and we also serve family-owned smaller businesses, and it comes out of people's pockets. And it's very different because if I ask you, would you give me $10,000 to advertise your business tomorrow, you'd say, what are you going to get me back in return?
Mm-hmm.
And those questions aren't asked. What goes on so often in these large company advertising, which should not be imitated by, and why I wrote Your Marketing Sucks, and why I became a global bestseller, and why I run my firm that way. And you can go to yourmarketingsucks.com to learn more about, you know, how we do things. But they don't. It's a game of seeing which agency gets more awards, and that does not do anything to enrich a business owner who would be listening today. So what they do is a lesson often in what not to do. Now, sometimes they come close. Like last night, I did think that two of the better ads for two different reasons. One was GoDaddy again. GoDaddy has, you know, sex sells is the old cliche. It doesn't
right.
always. But they make it work. And I noticed last night that, you know, they had a sexy commercial, and they said, if you want to see the rest of this, the part we can't show on TV, you know, go to the website. So I did go to GoDaddy.com, and you saw more of the video. There was nothing truly, you know, provocative there. But at the end of the film, the rest of the commercial, the part that was barred from TV, so to speak, they had an offer. They said, usually, you know, for domain registration, $11.99. Today's Super Bowl special, $7.99. So it gave you a reason. So it got you off the couch, got you to your computer, got you to an offer. That's important. That connectivity to an offer is an important thing that your listeners will want to follow, and it was good, smart use of marketing. I also liked, for a different reason, the M&M commercial with Chrysler, because Chrysler is, you know, your father's Chrysler. You know, it's got this stodgy reputation and sensibility. And to have somebody like M&M, young, rich, you know, famous, out there guy, talking about Detroit and America and Chrysler in a new way, could do for Chrysler what Cadillac did for themselves 10 years ago.
Well, Cadillac certainly turned the corner, Mark. And by the way, we're talking to Mark Stevens, author of the book, Your Marketing Sucks. My wife and I watched the M&M ad for Chrysler the 200, which, by the way, is a very popular car and really could help Chrysler revolutionize its product line. But we watched that, and we were clearly not the demographic for that, because we walked away from that ad thinking, wow, that was a gangster ad. And they're equating that car to gangster. So to me, it was much like men licking other men's fingers or smelling other people's crotches, that it didn't send the right signal to me. But I'm not the car buyer necessarily for the Chrysler 200
That's
either.
That's exactly right. I don't know if anybody, except some freaks, are in the market to buy a product that makes men want to lick each other's fingers and smell each other's pants. But the Cadillac emerged from death. With a sort of over-the-top gangstery kind of feel. And that's what they're trying to replicate here. You're not the demo, I'm not the demo. But there is a big demo out there.
True.
And so, you know, what are you going to do with a car that's mired in the past? You have to give it a gigantic meteoric kick in the butt. And, you know, I don't know if this will work, but I like the direction because it took some guts. And Detroit usually has no guts.
They're gutless. Well, talk about direction with me for a minute, because there are a couple of things that came out of yesterday's Super Bowl ads that were interesting directions for marketing in general. And the first one you've touched on, so I want to go back to it, and that is the metrics, and you used GoDaddy as an example, where they drove you to their website, and the website had the offer on that. So is now a good metric for a successful ad to drive people to a website mentioned in the ad? Is that something
wrote,
that we should...
Yeah, when I wrote Your Marketing Sucks in 2003, and then it became Business Week bestseller, and it still sells like crazy. One of the first things I said was that you need to have, in any commercial you do, this is for all your listeners as well, you need to give people a place to contact. And so you need to be able to measure somebody coming to your site and who actually leaves their email and or makes an appointment and then becomes a customer. We always build a dashboard. We call it a dashboard at my company so that we can precisely measure what every initiative generates for ourselves and for our clients. So, yes, one of the things is they want you, you have to get somebody to go to your website and identify themselves, and then you can work on them perpetually, even if you don't get them as a customer right now. And secondly, or have them call your phone number. Years ago, and still today with a lot of the ads, there's no way. I mean, if you wanted to Chrysler's ad, for example, with M&M did not have to find a Chrysler dealer nearest you, go to www.M&M Chrysler.
Right.
Why didn't they have that?
Well, I thought that was lacking, but I didn't like the ad either, so that was me. Yeah,
but let's say you like the ad, okay?
There's still no call to action, no.
Right. Let's say it was Scarlett Johansson driving with a sun hat on, and you might have liked the ad. It's crazy not to have a place where people can. But see, the branders, which is what the big agencies primarily are, they don't even like sales. They don't like salespeople. They don't like the ugly, disgusting sales process. They don't like to see, you know, people having to exchange money for things. They want to sit in their garret and create cool things so they can win the Clio Awards. That's it. Hmm. There's a huge disconnect between the business community and the advertising agency community that's supposed to be supporting the growth of their businesses. The agencies want to win awards. The businesses want to generate revenues, and they just need to, you know, the businesses have to say, hire agencies. Look, Sam Walton never would have had a cool ad on a Super Bowl because he never had a cool ad ever. It's the most he ever spent on an ad was to get a 10-cent Zorro and a sword slicing prices in a supermarket aisle. And what did he do? He built one of the greatest businesses in the history of the planet because he wasn't out to be creative. He was out to make a point. Low-price leader, low-price leader, low-price leader, which is probably why I didn't see him on the Super Bowl last night.
All right, but then it begs a question, and this is a quick yes-no answer. Procter & Gamble is the world's number one marketeer. They'd spend more on advertising than any other company in the world. They have the most boring ads that I have ever seen, Ivory Soap, Tide, Laundry Detergent, Folgers, Coffee, etc. Each of those brands is over $1 billion in sales, and yet there's no call to action there either, is there?
A lot of that's on daytime TV, and I don't watch most of that, but I tell you, I do see increasing ways that they're drawing consumers in. They've also struggled with better ways because they've actually called on us to talk with them, both them and Lever Brothers. So some of their traditional models, the old traditional model of a simple branding ad on a network television program, isn't working anymore as well as it used to work. Now, when you have a product like Tide and you have a product like Crest that have such enormous distribution and long-time legacy customers, you can coast for a while. Somebody's going to come up and come behind their back and attack them because they are they're relatively passive.
They're vulnerable.
Yeah, relatively. But there is a you know, you see the packaging has changed a lot. For example, on Crest, etc. They have upgraded some of the things that they're doing in on Tide and some of their stalwart brands, but they're still. You said one of the foremost market in the world. I don't think so. I think that they have huge critical mass, huge distribution, which is very important. They are a great company. But, you know, they're not in the period of time in their life where they're breaking ground. And when you can only coast for a number of years. And that's a good lesson for your smaller businesses who are listening to. Because anybody there, whenever I ask somebody, how's your business doing? And they say, it's doing good. My customers like us. I say you're in trouble because they have to love you.
Mm. Interesting. We're talking to Mark Stevens, everybody, author of the book, Your Marketing Sucks. We're talking about yesterday's Super Bowl ads. And the big payoff question for me, the interesting trend that I wanted to get to with you, Mark, is this, that the Oco Nono ad that was there for Doritos was filmed here in Ventura, cost them about $500 to film that thing. It was a user-submitted ad. The winners won a prize of $25,000 as they were selected as one of the top commercials, and then Frito-Lay played them on the Super Bowl. So do you see user-generated ads moving into the mainstream? Is that the future there? And doesn't a user-generated ad really help a company's return on investment because their production costs are virtually nil on something like that?
Yeah, but you don't make money by saving money. You make money by spending money.
Hmm.
So, you know, doing a cheap ad, not that you can't do a very effective ad for very little, i.e. Walmart, but you don't make money. A very important marketing principle is you don't make money by saving money. You make money by investing money. And make the best ad you can make that's most relevant and drives people to buy your product, not necessarily to vote on a USA Today poll. And it doesn't matter. For example, if you make an expensive Hollywood movie and you spend $75 million and an indie spends $1 million, but the $75 million becomes, you know, an avatar, you invest in the movie to make the gross. And just like an old Hollywood tycoon once said, make a bad movie, people will stay away in droves. The same thing with a commercial. And I don't have divine knowledge of, you know, but we have certain things that we do at my firm, MSCO. We make sure that the commercial cannot be ignored. We make sure that it grabs people by the throat. We make sure that it says what it does in a very compelling way. And we make sure that it drives you to a phone number or a website.
All right. And we're going to have to leave it there. We've been talking to Mark Stevens, everybody, author of the book, Your Advertising Sucks, also CEO of MSCO. Mark, if people like what they hear from you, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your company, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Just the easiest thing to remember is yourmarketingsucks.com or my email, mark@msco.com. But you can just do yourmarketingsucks.com. You'll get right into our world and into our main website.
Yourmarketingsucks.com. Very catchy title. Very knowledgeable man. Mark, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely. My pleasure.